We're going to talk rugby and the Tens, which is in Brisbane this weekend, with Wallaby Great and Fox Rugby commentator Tim Horan. G'day, Tim.
Thanks, lads. TK, you happy New Year?
Yeah, same to you, mate. We're looking forward to this weekend. Another version of the game. We've had the Sevens, now we've got the Tens.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. First time, obviously, in the Brisbane Global Tens. And, you know, they've JUCO, who obviously the event organisers, who obviously do the Auckland Nines as well. Obviously, we saw that last weekend. So, yeah, I think they've got some good ticket sales over both Saturday and Sunday, and some teams coming from all around the world. Obviously, from Japan, also Toulon coming out with Drew Mitchell and a few players from south of France, and the Blue Bulls from South Africa. So it's a good array of, you know, and obviously the Kiwis and the Australian teams as well.
Tim, we often talk about this in cricket, you know, normally something's got to give. How many forms of the game can you possibly have? And Sevens seem so well established, so we don't really know what to expect this weekend from the Tens. Is it more forwards would have more of a say?
Yeah, they do. I've played a couple of games of Tens. When I retired, I went to Cape Town and Dubai and played a few just social games over there. It's quite a tough match, Tens, because there's obviously a few more players in the field than Sevens. And I suppose Sevens is nowhere to hide. At least in Tens, you can lie on the bottom of a ruck for a couple of minutes and get a breather.
That used to be dangerous in the old days.
Yeah, but I think it gives the fans something else. It also gives the fans, especially here in Brisbane and South East Queensland, people will travel to the Suncorp Stadium over the weekend, a chance to see people that not normally would see, you know, playing on the one sort of day or 2 days over the weekend. And obviously there's a lot of New Zealand players that will be here. And it's a bit of a shame. There's a couple of All Black players that won't be allowed to play because of their collective bargaining agreement. They have to have a certain amount of time off from their last test match. So a couple of players will be missing. But apart from that, most players from World Rugby will be here.
And some former greats as well. Lottie is going to be running around.
I'd say Lottie, Sevens he'd struggle, but Tens he's probably not too bad. They'll put him in a tight head by the look of the size of him at the moment.
Yeah, he's bulked up in it, hasn't he?
He's got a bit on it, but it's great to see, you know, that they have wild card players. So Chris Latham coming back and playing for the Queensland Reds, which is great. Latho, you know, obviously one of our best fullbacks of all time for the Queensland Reds. And then you've got other players, players, George Smith will probably have a run, I'd say, depending on how he goes. And there's wild cards from other sides as well. I think New South Wales got a wild card as well. So I think it's good that for the game, but it just gives people and the kids a bit more opportunity to see how the game's played at a, you know, more than sevens and probably less than 15s.
Have they told Lottie yet, Tim, that you're expecting temperatures of around 36 in Brisbane? And we all know if it's 36 in Brisbane, it will feel like 550.
Yeah, I know. And that's on Sunday. Apparently it was 34 on Saturday, 36 to 37 on Sunday.
Yep.
So I dare say that Lottie will try and play a couple of minutes on Saturday and then pull a little hammy and he'll be running the water probably on the Sunday. But, yeah, great event. And obviously I'm sure, you know, the Blue Bulls who are coming out from South Africa, I'm sure most players will have black armbands on for the very sad news through the week of Joost van der Westhuizen, who obviously passed away a couple of days ago, a wonderful player. And gee, it's a big loss for world rugby and loss for sport when you see two players in, you know, 18 months, you know, Joost and Jonah Lomu, you know, pass away. It's sort of, you know, Jonah was 40 and Joost just 45. So it's a, you know, sad week for
it certainly
all
is,
rugby.
Mate. It certainly
he
is.
He was motor neuron disease, unfortunately, too, which was, it was terrible, but some beautiful tributes there. Mate, what did you make about the bugging? Did you have a bit of a giggle, or at this stage, we've got to be a little bit careful because there's a charge against, but the All Blacks sort of, blaming Michael Checker and the Wallabies on the morning of a Bledisloe Cup match, and all of a sudden it looks like it could have come from within.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more to it at the moment, but it's interesting, isn't it? Because, I mean, both sides, if you spoke to the players but on both sides, there'd be no distraction whatsoever. You're so much in the bubble on the morning of a test match, you're not worried about what's happening. You know, unless the bus breaks down, you've got to help change a tyre. But apart from, you know, most of the time, you're focused on the test match. And I think probably, you know, Bill Paulville was a bit put out by it, you know, on the morning of the test match, when apparently the bug was discovered on the Tuesday afternoon leading into the test match.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting to see what happens further down the track.
Yeah, and you mentioned Toulon, mate. Obviously, you've got Drew Mitchell and James O'Connor there, and now Benny Barber's going over to play for them. It's an interesting move for him.
Yeah, it is. I think he'll do quite well, Ben Barber. He's obviously a very skillful player and someone who, you know, Drew Mitchell was saying yesterday on radio that, you know, he'll get over there, he'll be out of the limelight of Australia, but still, the owner of Toulon, he demands results and demands them pretty quickly. So you've got to quickly settle down, get into the rhythm, understand the game, understand, you know, if he plays at fullback, what's that like? And the kicking game's very important at fullback in rugby. And, you know, I think he'll do very well. As long as he doesn't and his family don't get homesick over there, you're a long way from home, but, you know, if you can learn a bit of French and be part of the culture and obviously perform on the field, he'll go a long way to, you know, that Toulon team has won some great championships over the last 3 or 4 years and some good players around him.
All right. What do you make of who's going to win this event over the weekend? We're going to be able to watch it all on Fox Sports, which is going to be good. Who's going to be winning?
Yeah, it's obviously all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Yeah, I think there'll be a few little upsets. You know, I think the favourites at the moment are Toulon, but they've got a very good team they've brought over. Right. Got some international players there as well. Canterbury Crusaders are always hard to beat. Any New Zealand team, Auckland are going to be hard. Auckland got some good players. And you look at the Brumbies. The Brumbies have got some flyers as well. You do need some pace. I just think New South Wales are probably hard to beat, unfortunately. They're a wonderful team and got some good young players and they've recruited well. But I think Auckland, New South Wales, it just depends. The pools are pretty tough at the moment as well. And you never know, you know, a side like, you know, in Japan, the Wild Knights might be a bolter as well. So
okay.
Probably depends, Slats and TK, who can handle that heat on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly right.
I love you, mate. You actually think the Waratahs could win, but you just... That Queensland in you says you can't tip.
Well, Tico, I went down the Gold Coast and we had a couple of weeks at Christmas time and my wife said, let's just go down to Kingscliff and have a swim. I said, we're driving down and the car wouldn't let me cross the border. It started shaking.
Nothing's changed,
cross
mate.
The border.
Nothing's changed. Good to see you, mate. We'll be watching all day Saturday and Sunday. Lottie Dakiri will be feeling that heat. It's going to be a scorcher. We thank you for your time and commentate well over the weekend, Tim.
Good on you, boys. Good to chat.
Tim Horan from Fox Sports there. It's going to be on Channel 501, and we'll be watching and sweltering. Look, it looks like the entire country's in a heat wave.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got to be honest, Brisbane's always hot.
Stinking
right?
weekend.
But when they tell you Brisbane's going to be 36 on Saturday and 38 on Sunday, it'll be about 95% humidity as well. Throw that in. It's hot.